This recording, England 48, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her, and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma?" which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Huntingdon in Cambridgeshire, very close to where my family still live, and it's probably about 5 miles from a small village called Buckton, where my mother and stepfather live right now. And I went to school at Hinchinbrook School, which is right in Huntingdon, and to university in Birmingham for 3 years before getting a scholarship to good old Lawrence, Kansas. And this is my second home now, really. I was here in Lawrence for 2 years and then moved back to the UK, where I lived in Birmingham and floated around. Most of my friends now live in London, so that's where I like to go back to, but it's far too expensive to live there. So I have a girlfriend from Ireland, and moved to Belfast, lived in Belfast for quite a long time, which is a very interesting experience. I love the Irish culture, very, very good people. A lot of fun, but I think America is somewhere I'd like to live for a while, and I like the atmosphere, the climate, and the lifestyle. Huntingdon, as a region of Cambridgeshire, has a mix of accents. I went to a state comprehensive school. Huntingdon has a lot of people who move from London so they can still commute to London. It's like a new town almost. So there are a lot of people with London or very broad accents. And I think mine's not really like that. It's sort of, I'd say it's kind of a middle class, not really region specific. It's not a very local or rural Cambridgeshire accent like you can get. But there's definitely a difference between like Bedfordshire and Cambridgeshire, you know, just surrounding areas. But I think I've got a fairly general English accent. It would be hard to pinpoint my accent to an area.